The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell, live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything you'd like to talk about your health, as long as from a natural platform. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. We'll see if we can put a different view on the subject, if you will. You've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things you can think of, and come up with a lot of things that really don't work. Well, here's an opportunity to look at it a little differently, if you will. You know, we have a whole lot of things that we can talk about, and there's questions that come up into the office on a day-to-day basis, and it triggers my thought process. But we actually have something that we have cooking, and as the next several weeks go by, we're introducing the subject of stem cell. And stem cell is, you know, that system is stem cell therapy is an effective treatment, if you will, that takes advantage of the body's ability to replicate itself and duplicate itself. See, when you're in utero, when you're born or in the process of being born, the process of formation in mommy's tummy, these little stem cells begin to differentiate themselves in all kinds of tissues. And what we're seeing in today's world, in the world of science, is everything from the activation of stem cell activity to, you know, to simply reduce inflammation, to stimulate growth patterns, to begin to allow things to heal. And we want to touch on that. In our practice, coming up within about the next 6 weeks, we're going to be using stem cell to regenerate, you know, bone-on-bone disorders and to do as much as we can to take those patients that we have done a lot of good for but can't get the rest of the way. And we're going to be doing seminars and talks and so forth. I've been studying this for 3 years, and I've been impressed. I've been amazed at some of the things that have taken place. You're going to be seeing the application of stem cell and PRP and regenerative process. Regenerative medicine is the large title for all of this over the next several years, and it's going to be commonplace. And we want to be able to offer this to you, but we want to be able to offer to you from a place of understanding and growth. But we're going to talk about a little bit of that today and several other things. So keep that in mind as we go through. I'm going to spend a little, quite a bit of time on it. You know, I was at a recent program, and they were talking about men's health, and particularly prostate. And, you know, everybody's scared to death of prostate cancer if you're a man. And, you know, there are doctors out there that would say, you know, you live long enough, you can end up with prostate cancer. Well, the truth of it is that prostate cancer does come and it does go. And we get it. And just like cancers anywhere in the body, there's almost none of us that will escape this life without cancer showing up in our body, but then being eliminated because our immunological systems take care of it. The problem comes when the body doesn't have the ability to resolve its issues. So let's take a look at what it really means. And I want to talk about men for a while. You know, I spent a lot of time talking about women and women's health issues. But guys, listen, this is a problem that we all face. And we can start very early on in our 30s into our 40s and so forth. And we're seeing more and more men with hormonal dysfunction, the inability to have an erection, if you will, the inability to have a libido that's alive. But more importantly, a lot of this leads to the increase in prostate incompetency. I'll use that word. Either first, urinary frequency increases, or it's difficult to start a stream of urine, but also the deadly piece, the cancer portion of it. We're going to turn this around a little bit. And what we need to know about is that most prostate and breast cancers, because by the way, biologically, genetically, they're the same tissue, they are more susceptible to our environmental estrogens. You've heard me talk about the xenoestrogenic effects. You know, plastics are estrogen. Radio waves are estrogenic. They're injecting hormones into animals, whether they're growth hormones or other types of hormones. Those are estrogenic in their activity. So you go to the doc, and they run this thing called PSA on you guys, and it's called prostate-specific antigen. And all that is a measure, if you will, of the inflammation, the inflammatory level within the prostate, but it doesn't tell you much. And PSA is most often inaccurate in specifically determining whether or not there is a cancer problem within the prostate. So PSA is a blood test that gives a range of likely prostate cancers, maybe, and I put the end maybe on that, to the point that there's a lot of physicians now that don't even bother running a PSA anymore because they know that it's indeterminate, if you will. So here's the deal. In a traditional PSA, prostate-specific antigen, the higher the number, the less likely, you know, to have, or the more likely it is to have something wrong. And the next piece that they forget to run is something called free PSA. You want to run both. Free PSA is almost never done, and God knows why, because it's the one that is most determinant if there's any kind of a problem. So if you see a total PSA start to elevate, it simply says, well, the prostate is inflamed due to something. That's all it means. And the laboratory ranges are 0 to 4 at the top end, and you want to keep it 1 or less. But when you see the free PSA begin to elevate, that's a problem. Or excuse me, begin to fall, that's a problem. You want to see free PSA stay very high. The higher the number of the free PSA, the less likely you are to have any kind of aggressive cancer that's there. And if it's encapsulated, it's not a problem. So we want to have total PSA. We want to have it extremely low. And we want to have free PSA extremely high. Okay? So if you go to the doc and he does the bend over exam, he does a digital exam and your blood tests are abnormal and the urologist recommends a biopsy, what I'm going to tell you and recommend, as many doctors have over a period of a long time, the guys that really know their stuff, is don't do the biopsy. And I'm going to tell you why in a second. So ask for a 3T MRI. So that's a 3T MRI from a hospital that has dedicated itself to prostate MRI, and they have radiologists who knows how to read it. A 3T MRI is 10 times more clear than a standard MRI and rated 1.5 times and, you know, better than anything else that you can possibly do. When a 3T is done, it's extremely accurate. Prostate cancer is confined, you know, in capsule of the prostate, usually stays there without any kind of harm, and often goes away. It gives it the opportunity to spread, however, if you have a biopsy. So think about it. You have this thing in a capsule. It's being closed in. The doctor says, let's do a biopsy. He goes in and he injects in the needle. Now he pulls it out. And ladies, this is the same thing when they do a breast biopsy. If it's an encapsulated tumor, you should also have an MRI done and not a mammogram if they suspect it. An MRI and an ultrasound are the best way to detect it. And by the way, in my opinion, and based on a lot of evidence that's out there, if you do a thermography, a thermographic imaging, and then followed up with an ultrasound and MRI, it's the best diagnostic form. But if they go in and they do a biopsy, if they stick the needle into this closed capsule, if that's what it looks like, and then they move the biopsy unit out, right? It can infect and spread the cancer to other areas. Now you've basically inoculated other areas. So cancer that looks like it's confined to any area should be left alone and diagnosed in other ways, because as soon as you enter that capsule, as soon as you break that protective coating around the capsule, you have a tremendously increased risk, tremendously increased risk of inoculating the lymphatic system and making it go other places. So you need to talk to people who know their business. Look up 3T MRI, and these are from hospitals that are dedicated to doing this type of radiology, and it is far more clear than any other standard MRI, and it should be done well in advance of any kind of invasive anything. You want to take one step at another. Put your risk levels at a very low level. Do what is necessary to make sure that you protect yourself. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you today. We're going to talk a little bit and get into the subject of, yes, amniotic and stem cell processes. You know, there's something called tissue nanotransfection. It's called TNT. tissue nanotransfection. See, all these crazy things come up into my brain as I'm going from here to there and teaching and listening to other people present information. So transfection, let's break it down, because it's really simple. Transfection is a process of artificially introducing the DNA or RNA, these genetic materials. That DNA is your map. RNA is what tells the map what to do, okay, in your body, into mammal cells. That's you. You're a mammal, you know, and other animals are mammals too, you know, as long as they're not fishing or they're not swimming or they're flying in the air. So mammals, you. And, you know, by introducing the a foreign nucleic acid using various chemical or biological or physical methods can result in change of the properties of a cell. It can change. It can tell it to do different things. So it enables the expression or the production of something that's new using its own metabolism. Now, I want you to think back of what I'm saying. An artificial stimulation of something that is not you. Okay? So now we're going to stimulate your DNA or your RNA to do something different than it was meant to do. Now we're going to take the negative piece and then we're going to talk about the positive piece later on. So there's a whole area, it's called epigenetics. And that's your environment stimulating your DNA, your cell tissue, to do something. Now, ladies, if you have a positive BRCA marker for cancer, or we're predisposed for Alzheimer's, or we're predisposed for Parkinson's, or we're predisposed for any kind of neurological disorder, and we're exposed to these epigenetic patterns, it can stimulate the production, the release, the expression, if you will, of this type of situation, this condition. And now you'd be more sensitive, if you will, to the environment. Alternatively, conversely, that if you do certain things that optimize the body's physiological function, you can retard it, repress it, or actually eliminate that genetic, if you will, pass through from mom or great grandmother, great great grandmother, Aunt Tilly, or whoever she was, right? Or guys, the same thing. You don't have to come up with it. So transfection, this tissue transfection, this TNT that we're talking about, processes in, you know, that we've seen in recent years has been done in in laboratory settings, you know, to type and change the function of a cell by introducing different genetic material. That's just what it's meant. So we can take something from somebody else, introduce it to you, and change the expression of your own cell in a good way. So something that is good or something that is undifferentiated can be used to make things better in your body, as well as in controlling the environment, the epigenetic environment, to make sure that something that is good in you is expressed or something that is bad in you is put back. So, for example, in stem cell therapy, there would be an undifferentiated stem cell. This is amniotic stem cell. And in the lab, they'd inject it into the heart and DNA to grow a new heart. Wouldn't that be great, right? So it stimulates your own cells to reproduce its own thing. There's so much that is being done. This process, of course, is an incredibly, incredibly delicate procedure. But at this point, it's expensive. It's extraordinarily expensive. We're going to get into it a little bit. A lot of this is coming out of Ohio State University. There's a couple doctors there, one by the name of Sen and the one by the doctor named Lee, that are discovering a very interesting technique in transfection. And we're going to apply that to joint space and amniotic injections and the regeneration of cartilage and growth of new joints, like things that you've never seen before. I'm amazed. I think it's absolutely incredible. It's what we're looking forward to as time goes on. And right now, we can do things in a setting and make it extraordinarily productive for you. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'm in studio waiting to take your calls on your health. Let's see what we can do to turn you around a little bit and get you away from those pesky drugs and potential surgical procedures. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything you have in mind, and we'll go through the process. We touched a little bit last week on vaccines, and 'tis the season, right? Everybody wants you to get that flu shot. Well, not so much. You need to think twice about that and find out why. So if you have a question, you know, let me know and we could make it happen. Talking a little bit today about regenerative medicine and how it affects you and the things that you can do, what's out there. Some of it is extremely, extremely expensive. You know, they can take your own stuff and then they can, you know, begin to produce your own heart and your liver and your lungs and everything else. And, you know, if you need a transplant, they can do it with yours. The problem is that it's extremely, extremely expensive. And I'm not talking about a few thousand dollars. I'm talking about a lot more than that. And in research settings, the doctors have had about a 98% success rate in their research subjects. And most of these guys are, either people that they were experimenting on because they were just about at death's door or they're doing them on animals. But the bottom line is that at Ohio State University, Dr. Shadan Sen and Dr. James Lee are beginning to work on this process. It's all started out from something called genetic editing that came about some years ago. And they're showing some extraordinarily good applications. So another 10 years from now, 5 years. But what's now? What's really going now? Well, stem cell treatment takes advantage of the body's ability to repair itself. You know, and then what we want to know is what are the ones that are differentiating themselves the best, right? Well, stem cell treatment takes advantage of the body's ability to repair, and amniotic stem cells are the ones that differentiate the most. And some of you are going to say, okay, where do they get the amniotic tissue? Well, it's at birth, and there's a contract between the mother and the doctors, the research institutes at the time of birth, and where they're finding is most of the applications with amniotic stem cell work the best for pain, arthritis, tendonitis, joint degeneration, and so forth. It's very important that you understand the application of this because regenerative medicine is in its infancy and it's beginning to explode. And as we know things to be, as time goes on, it is going to be exponential in its application from organ systems to joint spaces to extending life to extending the telomere, which keeps you awake the longest. We're going to get back into this and we're going to get, you know, a little bit more in depth and how it applies to so many different things. But let's go to the phones very quickly. Bill, how can I help you, sir? Bill?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
How can I help you?
Hey, Doc. I listened to you about, you were talking about stem cell regeneration, and I just want to let you know that I'm not a doctor, but I do a lot of research on my own as far as regenerative fasting.
Yes, it's,
and
it works well.
And I fast on a regular basis. I intermittent fast during the week. I kept my weight down for years that way, and I've read so much material on how fasting is another way that you can turn on that stem cell regeneration in your body.
Well, you can turn on the telomeres by intermittent fasting. There's a lot of research that's out there. The majority of people can do it. Not everybody can because of different health problems. So if you have to do it, you have to step into it, you know, with somebody who has some significant health problems, guiding with somebody with a physician who knows what they're doing with it or a really top-level nutritionist knows what they're doing with it. But intermittent fasting is, and here's how it works, and it started some years ago, but if you recognize that some people can go 10 hours, some people can go 12, some people can go 15 or 16 hours, get out to the outer end of somebody who's really busy, they have a tendency to crash and to go in a hypoglycemic state. What it does, it'll drop your white blood cell count, actually, if you take it at the end of that 12-hour period or 14-hour period. But then when you start reintroducing food during that limited time frame, it increases the body's regenerative process, and it's been used with patients who have cancer. It increases the telomere, the tail on the gene code, which extends life. And they're seeing that limited caloric counts, which we've known forever, will extend life. So you're right on the mark with it, Bill. But the only caution I have is that not everybody should go out and do it without some guidance and really understanding. You've done your homework, which is a really good thing. But you're right on, and it's probably best. And here's where in Chinese medicine, and I've only got about 50 seconds, in Chinese medicine, the organs of elimination, the large intestine, the stomach, the colon, and so forth, are its highest energy in the early morning hours. Mm-hmm. And if you support them. I mean, don't give them a lot of food till about mid-morning. You start eating, you know, about 10, you know, 11 o'clock, and where you start having a meal, that's the best time to begin to introduce things. So, Bill, you're right on, and I thank you for the comment. It's perfect. And, you know, this really is a nice segue into some of the things I'm going to be talking about as we get on to the program. But, yes, intermittent fasting has its place in, you know, if nothing more, restricting calorie counts. It does a great job. Thanks for putting that in. 888-630-9625. We're coming up to the halfway mark of the program. Love to have your phone calls. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'm in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to hear from you. You know, our last caller was right on the mark talking about intermittent fasting and how it can stimulate your own regenerative processes within the body. It really works quite well. It decreases inflammatory responses. It actually will extend life. And I think we were talking off the air here for a second ago that, you know, as we look back in history and look into the different religious aspects of fasting, perhaps they knew something innately. And, you know, Jeff was sitting here telling me, he says, what do you think? I said, I think you're right on. And it's important to understand that, you know, what goes around comes around, and, you know, people observe certain things and they incorporate it into processes and they incorporate it into their way of life and then into their belief systems and religions and so forth. But nevertheless, when we're talking about longevity, we're talking about people who are strong, people who seem to repair very well. We're talking about regenerative patterns. And in the world of regenerative medicine, you know, we're talking about how do we stimulate stem cells? And one of the best, most differentiating stem cell is the amniotic stem cell. And it's being widely used now with in sports medicines and joint spaces and DJD. And I've sent out a ton of people before we started bringing it into our practice, and we won't be bringing it in for another 6 weeks or so. What it does, it injects these, you know, we're using amniotic stem cell and inject it into the joint space, into the tissue of your body. And these stem cells have anti-inflammatory properties similar to getting a cortisone shot. And it drops the inflammation down. And by the way, intermittent fasting can do some of the similar things as well. So, you know, are there risks to stem cells? You know, with any treatment, there's certain risks. And, you know, to stem cells, including immune rejection of the cells and treatment. Stem cells have the potential to divide many times and differentiate into many types of cells, which is their great promise. That's what we want them to do. And do they have the ability to form tumors? There's any therapy that you use, the rate of incidence with this is very, very, very small. But it has to be set. Yes, there can be a problem with it, but it's almost negligible. You know, so we want to know how does this regenerative medicine, how does this regenerative process work? And it's applied in quite a number of fields. You know, one of the most important, obviously, is in health and in the creation of anti-aging medicines. And you have to be very careful because there's a lot of scams out there right now. They're just using the name regenerative this and regenerative that. And we're seeing a lot of skin products that are coming out, and they guarantee that they're going to work. And they're saying that, you know, the skin, you know, because its ability to constantly renew itself, particularly, you know, there's a bruise can disappear very quickly. Well, if you want a bruise to disappear, just go get some Arnica cream and put it on your face, and that will make it go away very, very rapidly. So you have to do your homework. You have to do it with somebody who really understands the process. You know, amniotic stem cell regenerative medicine, you know, is amazing. You know, a lot of people say, well, we're practicing, you know, being God. Not really, because as our last caller, Bill, was saying that we can do things naturally, intermittent fasting, to get the body to respond appropriately. So, you know, are there things that we can do to help the body along the way? What we found is that not only with injecting the differentiating cells of amniotic stem cell into the joint. But if you enhance it with certain types of nutritional patterns, if you enhance it with the use of intermittent fasting, if you enhance it particularly with low-energy light laser and acupuncture, the results are amazing. I've seen joint after joint where it was bone on bone and nothing was there suddenly become whole again. And then you fix the problems that brought it about the first place, the bad dietary patterns, the bad postural patterns, the vertebrae, the bones that are not in alignment the way they're supposed to. And now you have amazing and long-term and consistent application. So patient asks, won't it just break down again? Only if you do the same garbage you were doing to begin with to bring it there. But if you begin, now you got a joint space that's brand new, if the good Lord himself would come in there and give you a new shoulder, new knee or new hip or whatever, and you still do the garbage that you did, yeah, you're going to have a problem. You're going to bust up those joints too. But if you make a concerted effort to change things, then that chronic pain pattern that is a result of that bone on bone is going to go away. Heal naturally using the body's own healing powers. It allows you not only to postpone surgery, but in the right situation, completely eliminate the need to have anything done. This is going over two decades worth of experience in diagnosing and treating, painful conditions by some of the top clinics around the world. And the problem is that unfortunately it's not the most inexpensive procedure, but it's one that when you take into consideration the costs of surgery, the cost of not being able to do certain things, and don't think just because you got a new hip or you got a new knee and so forth, that that's the end of the day, you're going to get your whole life back. That's the Fifth Avenue marketing that wants you to think that way. Unfortunately, stem cell can give you at least a new life. Now, is everybody 100% a candidate for stem cell? In an ideal world, yes. In a practical application, no, not necessarily, and you have to be evaluated. We're going to be doing some seminars on stem cell regeneration. I'm going to give you the real deal on this stuff, and we're going to give you the pictures. We're going to let you ask questions, and that'll be coming up probably into the first part of the year. So stay tuned and pay attention to this. But breakthrough is coming through in devices that stimulate your DNA and RNA into, living new skin changes and neurological changes and so forth. This is an area that's amazing. And again, it's my obligation to you to make sure you know the truth and make sure that you have as much information as you possibly can get to make the decisions that you have to make. There are many things that you need to know about it and where they come from and how they do it and what are your chances of really turning things around. And we will get into that. We'll make sure that are you a good candidate or you're not. There's good applications in Parkinson's. There's good applications in ALS. There's good applications in muscular dystrophy spectrums. All of these things are coming about first anecdotally, meaning they're observing the process and then noticing that, oh, my God, we can do this every time. And we're going to talk to you more and more about that as time goes on, and we're going to try to present the information to you as best as we possibly can. Our number here again is 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you today. I want to let you know that if you'd like to get a hold of one of our doctors at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax or out in Loudoun, all you have to do is call our office. It's 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Or simply go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com, RoselleCare.com, and send us a note. Somebody will get back to you as quickly as possible and answer your questions. But right here today, it's 888-630-9625. I want to talk to you a little bit about, where health begins. And, where would you think that would begin? Where do you think it's coming from? Do you think it comes from your heart? Do you think it comes from, your lungs? Where does your good health begin and and the effect that it has in so many different organ systems? Well, would you be shocked if I told you it was your intestinal tract? It was your gut? Would you bet that the gut is related to everything, particularly the heart? So how can that intestinal tract, how can all those trillions and trillions of microbiota, all those bugs that live in your gut affect your heart health, and which we think is the main pump, the thing that keeps us alive. Well, there's something that keeps the heart alive, too, besides the nervous system. And we talk about the gut. And the gut, like any other organ system, has multiple different influences. It has a neurological influence. It has an acupuncture influence. It has blood supply that serves it and so forth. It has its own feeding ground, too. So, you know, let's talk about a little bit about that gut bacteria. You know, that gut bacteria produces all kinds of things. And, you know, there's these little creatures that are called short-chain fatty acids. And what they are is just undigested dietary fibers. That's all they are. And these short-chain fatty acids or these undigested dietary fibers are important to maintain a good, healthy intestinal tract and a strong intestinal wall. And it keeps inflammation in check. So here's the association. They stimulate a protein that is coupled to several different receptors that also regulate your appetite and your fat levels and, you know, those nasty little lipids, your LDLs, your HDLs, and so forth. It has to do with your immune function. By the way, it has to do with your blood pressure. And if that intestinal tract's not working, none of those things are going to work very well. So the bacterial types, you know, we call them species, you know, that there's some that produce the ability to plaque. There are some that produce the ability to keep the bloodstream open. And they can trigger immune responses in the body. They can enhance your platelet activity. So some people who have very low platelet counts, you know, and they can't seem to get them regulated and the doctors are worried about it, it has to do with their intestinal system, their gut. If the gut ain't clean, the platelets aren't going to do what they're supposed to be doing. If your gut's not working the way it's supposed to, it's going to increase your risk for cardiovascular everything, heart attacks and plaquing and so forth. So we've got to take a look at these things, and there's a metabolism of a couple different things that we have to worry about. One's choline, and the other one is carnitine. These are two different side products, if you will, and they're found in meat and they're found in eggs. And those of you who are vegan say, oh my God, I can't eat that stuff. Well, if you can't eat it, you got to get it. And you got to get it from something that's going to be effective. But it's got to be clean stuff. It's got to be clean foods. So we're talking a little bit about the connection between this intestinal system, that old gut of yours, and everything else that works. So if the gut doesn't work, cardiovascular disease is going to be rampant. It increases the risk of all kinds of things. It increases the risk of atherosclerotic plaquing. Bacterial infections throughout the body that just don't seem to want to go are related to that gut. So when you hear the term gut microbiota, it simply means the balance within the intestinal system, your good guys, the good bacteria that are regulating all kinds of things. And guess what happens, right? And what causes this stuff to break down? Is it just your diet? Not so much. You could, you know, sure, it's your diet. You got a poor diet. You're a member of the sad generation, the standard American diet. You know, you go out and you hit all the fast foods and you grab this and nothing green ever passes through your lips. And, you know, you're wondering why you put in that excess around your gut. You know, you don't sleep well. Your stress level is above the, you know, the Richter scale. You sit on your butt and you don't get off. You park your car as close as everything you can. You get mad if you don't find a close-up parking spot, you know, rock star parking, that kind of nonsense. And, you know, you always have, you know, think about it. You don't even get off your derriere anymore to change the television channel. It's back in the day that I had to. You know, you sit there with your remote and, you know, you're filling your face with stuff and so forth. So you have these sedentary lifestyles. You know, we have developed tons of food sensitivities because of it. And we're taking medications. We don't even think about it. We're drug-oriented society. We're putting all kinds of things. All of this stuff knocks out your intestinal system. So instead of eating food-dense things, you know, things like our high levels of omega fatty acids, DLA, the, you know, the folates, the B12, you know, the predigested albumins in your body, we support adrenal health and so forth, making sure that we have the right types of things to make sure things work. We eat all this junk. So what happens is we go into obesity and our fat mass goes up and we start developing these nasty things that plug hearts called lipoproteins. All of this is from your gut, folks. This is your intestinal tract. And if you don't get your intestinal tract to work properly, then it cascades down and you have intestinal hyperpermeability. That means things get sucked in. And just so you heard it, there's a little guy called zonulin that, you know, is your guardian. And if there's not enough zonulin, then you end up with circulatory problems. And if circulatory problems, then you have other things that are going on. Ultimately, this leads to your blood pressure going up, your insulin becoming more resistant to transport, and you're hardening the arteries, and then type 2 diabetes and heart attacks and strokes. Sound good? All starts in your gut. All starts in the intestinal tract. Not any place else. But we back it up and we look at diet and we look at stress and we look at lack of sleep and we look at sedentary lifestyle. It's stuff that you can control. You know, that's why I wrote my book, Ageless Health. Health is a do-it-to-yourself program. What better time of the year, by the way, to get a copy of that and give it as a gift, stocking stuffer? You know, you need to be aware. You need to be the captain of your ship. If you want to get a hold of a copy, you can go online or you can simply go to RoselleCare.com. It's there. Go into the, you know, the store, pick it up, and they'll get it out to you. It is a great step-by-step of how to take care of yourself. This is, you know, this is no fooling stuff. This is something that you have the ability to control. Think about it. We started out talking about epigenetics, you know, your environmental impact on your health. We talked a little bit about what's coming up in science with stem cell stimulation and things that we're going to be offering. All these things are things that can cause your body to regenerate. But why not put the brakes on early on and stop the depletion to begin with? Take it from our friend Bill that called in earlier and said that, you know, intermittent fasting may help all of us. You know, get off of our kick. How many of you start out the morning with a Coke instead of a glass of water? You know, when I walk by and I see people with a Coke in their hands or something as egregious as that, and then maybe a donut followed through and the arteries start plaquing up, think about your life habits, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about life habits, things that you have control of, things that you can control, things that you can turn around. We're talking about hidden risks. We're talking about the understanding of the gut-heart connection. I'm going to give you a few more tidbits when we come back, things that you can apply in a much better way that you have control of, because it really is all about you. It's not about you being told to do certain things. It's about your awareness. And this is where you learn it, is on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live every week, same old place, same old time. Don't go away. We're coming up to a break. I'll be right back.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I've been in studio. 888-630-9625 is how you find me here. And when I'm not here, all you need to do is go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com, RoselleCare.com. We're coming up to the holidays, and, you know, we're approaching the final part of the year. It's, you know, Thanksgiving is coming up this week, and I hope you all have a great holiday season and drive very safely, you know, depending on where you're going. And if you're staying at home, you know, drive safely around that bar and the food that you shouldn't be eating and so forth. Just kind of take it a measure a little bit and say, you know, is this something that I should be doing? And if I'm doing it, is there moderation that I need to be considering? I don't want to sound like your preacher teacher, you know, but at the end of the day is that I want to see you well, alive, stronger, and doing the best that you can. This program's here every week and have been for several decades. And the reason that we do it is to bring you as much information as we possibly can and to let you know what cutting edge is, what 21st century medicine really is all about. And it really starts with you. It starts with the ability of you to take responsibility for the things that you have around you and realize that you can change virtually anything. You know, I have this crazy belief system, and it simply is this. As long as you're breathing, your body's forgiving. Your body will give you the opportunity to change virtually anything, providing that you are willing to take the steps to make it happen. If you're not, it won't. So you have to step up to the plate. You have to decide how far down the path you want to get before it's too late. You know, and then say, oh my God, I don't have the time anymore. Well, that's entirely up to you, but my job is to give you the information so you can make that decision. So when we talk about epigenetic patterns, when we talk about all those things, you know, last week we talked about flu shots and we talked about Gardasil vaccine and things of that nature. And I told you, do your homework. Go to a website called Vaxxed.com, V-A-X-X-E-D.com, and learn the truth about some of these things. Learn the truth about giving your children MMR vaccines all at one time. Learn the truth about what's in these vaccines and why they can be so deadly and why they can cause so many problems. Learn the truth about why many scientists are saying that by 2034, that up to 50% of the world's population will be autistic syndrome. Why is that? That's one out of two. How could that possibly be? That's only 14 years from now. Can you imagine? Not only the price to our children, but the price that we're going to pay financially. Who's going to take care of everybody? You need to be a leader and find out what this is all about. How can we change this? What can we do differently? Do you think there's a clue when the United States is down about number 35 in the wellness index around the world and we spend more money than anybody else? We spend over two times as much as the next closest one and nobody even comes close to those two. How can we spend that kind of money and still be as sick as we are? If you really want to see sickness, take a walk through a nursing home sometime and see these poor people sitting there strapped in chairs, being neglected, wasting away, waiting to die. Is that what longevity is supposed to be? I don't think so. Why don't we stop now and be proactive? That's what the Rozelle Center for Healing has been doing for almost 42 years. That's why we have taken the responsibility of educating you. That's why we do our in-house continuing education programs. That's why, as long as I have a microphone, I get to tell you the truth. I get to provoke you. I get to stimulate you. I get you to do the things that you need to do. That's why I'm out teaching all over the world, teaching doctors how to do the things that should be done and how to look at your body as a system and how to be your partner and your educator and to make things move directly. All you have to do is go to RozelleCare.com and make sure that you tell everybody about Dr. Tom Rozelle live every weekend. We're on Saturday today because the Redskins are in town tomorrow, but generally we're on Sundays at high noon. Be our guest, be there, learn as much as you can, apply it to your families, and realize as we go through that we only do it for one reason only. We love you all. See you next week.